You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
If you have a bet on any of this year's Cheltenham races and your horse doesn't run, don't worry about it. With William Hill's Festival non-runner insurance, if your horse misses the festival altogether, you get your money back. If your horse runs in a different race at Cheltenham 2017, you get your stake back as a free bet to be used at the festival. T's and C's apply. Ask for details.
Good afternoon. This is William Hill Racing Radio.
And welcome to a look ahead to the Cheltenham Festival of 2017 here on William Hill Racing Radio. Myself is Luke Elder. Alongside me shall be Kevin O'Malley. Just take a look ahead at a few of the key races to the Cheltenham Festival. And it's only a month or so away now, Kevin. The excitement is beginning to build.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've lost a couple along the way, but we always seem to lose a few of the big stars. But you can be sure that when the Champion Hurdle Day comes around, everybody will be really excited and there will be some seriously good horses on show. Looking forward to it.
I say, we've lost a few stars in the past sort of week or so, Fahine and Min being the two main ones. But what we've lost with Fahine, we have gained a wide open Champion Hurdle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one door shuts, another one opens. And there's a few horses in there. We don't quite know what's going to happen with them. York Hill needs to be supplemented still, as we know. And you know, there's a couple of others in there. Jezky could go for it. As we know, Boover Dare, which I think he's a tremendous addition to the race, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Boover Dare, he's unexposed. We've barely got to the bottom of this horse to see what he's really made of. He made a seamless transition to fences and then he just dropped back into a hurdle the other day at Sandown and he just jumped like an old pro. So, you know, we don't know how good he is. I've mentioned it before on the live show earlier on that I really fancy Petit Mouchoir. He's still 9-2 at William Hill, which is not a bad price considering we know that what his target is going to be.
Yeah.
He's won two grade ones this season. He seems to have really improved his jumping, just the way he travels and the way he quickens away from his hurdles as well, especially in the latter stages of the race. Really impressive. It's obviously another day. He finished down the field in the Supreme last year, but he just looked a little bit weak, I think. And but for me, I think, you know, I think Petit Mouchoir is the most solid looking of those towards the top of the market, with a due nod towards Yanworth, who's done nothing wrong.
Well, thank you for joining us for this look ahead to the Cheltenham Festival of 2017. We'll be skimming through a few of the key races ending on the Cheltenham Gold Cup over the next half an hour or so. But one of the main races of the week, and one of the races that we still don't have a 100% idea of who's going to be running, is the Supreme Novices to kick off the Cheltenham Festival of 2017. Mellon, we saw the other day, was devastatingly impressive at the time of recording this. Mellon, the 11-4 market leader, he was very impressive on that occasion, and every single year we seem to get a Mullins horse that has had the hype surrounding them, has almost franked that in one racecourse appearance or two racecourse appearances, and goes straight to Cheltenham.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at what kind of a speed figure he did on the clock that day, but visually he just looked really good. You know, he's got loads of size, loads of scope over his hurdles. He uses himself very well. He quickened away very smartly. I mean, I wasn't too keen on the ride given to the third horse that day, Prince Charming, who I actually backed. I think he could have been ridden a bit more positively that day. Broken Soul is a decent yardstick, though, and he just, you know, Mellon just went past him and pulled away as if he wasn't even there. So it was clearly a very impressive debut for Mellon, who was short enough at the top of the market.
Yeah.
When asked, whether he thought Mellon could do with an extra run before Cheltenham. I think Ruby Walsh probably would like to see him get another run in before he takes on Cheltenham. But at the same time, he looks like a proper grown-up novice already. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. He's a worthy favourite. I backed Silas Emery anti-post for the Supreme after his maiden hurdle win. I was really impressed with it. I know he didn't produce much form-wise. He got beaten the other day by Mick Jazz on Sunday, which was a little bit disappointing.
I don't think he lost a lot in defeat that day.
I don't think so either. He's drifted out to...
he's 12-1 now.
Is his 12-1? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I still think he can go well because he jumps so well, Silas Emery. He travels very well, but his jumping is a key asset to what he does. He's a straightforward horse, and I still think that I can still see Silas Emery running a big race. I'm not sure who'd... who take the reins, and maybe Paul Townend or one of the other Mullinses, but you can be sure he'll have a good pilot on board, Silas Emery, and he'd be the one for me still at a big price in the Supreme.
He'd be the second in of the Mullins horses at the moment. They've still got Crack Mome as well, of course, who could well go there. Of the others, Moonracer, he may well end up in the Champion Hurdle. I'd say it's unlikely, but he's 5-1 at the moment, along with Charlie Parks, who another one that would need to be moved into this race from the Triumph Hurdle, which could well happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just struggling with Moonracer. He's a solid horse. He's done absolutely nothing wrong, but his preparation for these festivals generally has just been so stop-start. He's got, you know, stacks of useful form. We know how good he can be, but he just wouldn't be for me at single-figure odds.
The one that I'm very interested in, and if you're listening to this and in a week's time and he's got beaten in the Betfair Hurdle, then it could be coming back to bite me in the backside.
Consul.
But Consul de Tai is a horse that I really like. He was a long way behind Brain Power at Ascot last time out, but I don't think he's been given two of the better rides this season. He's had to catch Brain Power both times. He almost did it at Sandown, but last time out at Ascot, he's just too far behind, and Brain Power kicked, got first run, and he's a horse, of course, that will be going towards the Champion Hurdle. I think he's 12-1 now, Consul de Tai, be a lot shorter if he does win the Betfair Hurdle. I can see him playing a big hand.
Yeah, I mean, he did produce a good speed figure that day. Brain Power was off the scale. But, you know, Consul de Tai, for a novice, put in a really good, solid effort that day. And it's going to be interesting to see how he goes at Newbury on Saturday. But again, I was saying, you know, I think we're due an awful lot of rain down the south over the next few days, and that's going to play a big part in his participation, how he gets on in the race. So, we'll see how that one plays out. But the Supreme is now, especially with the addition of Mellon, I'm glad Mellon has came along because he's kind of injected a bit of allure and intrigue into the race. And behind him, you know, you have a selection of very, very solid novices there.
That's Mellon at the moment is 11-4 for the Supreme. A quick mention for Moonracer. We didn't really touch on him too much, but he hasn't done anything wrong, has he?
No.
I mean, the Champion Bumper winner, he's won at the festival before.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it around here as well. You know, he's a solid operator, and he's lightly raced. But still, I just think he's vulnerable. I think he's vulnerable to sharper, more flashier types.
I agree. It's almost harsh because, as I say, he has done nothing wrong, but you just get the feeling there will be one or two better on the day than that Moonracer. So that's a quick look at the Supreme. That's what we'll be doing. We'll just be flowing through a few of the main races of the week. We'll very quickly touch on the Arkle because I think me and you both agree that it's a one-horse race with Altior, who is just absolutely exceptional.
Yes. What more can you say about him? He's outstanding. I backed him in the Supreme last year, put him up on my blog, so I'm not after timing there. But there you go. It happens sometimes. You can go back and look at my blog if you need to, but I've been an Altior fan. I mean, you can't go back at him at such short odds. He's just one of them ones where you want to sit back and just watch him perform. He's an outstanding horse. I truly, truly hope that him and Duvan stay in one piece and meet next year in the 2018 Champion Chase. That'd be something to behold. But for now, yes, Altior looks a certainty.
I'm going to say something and getting ahead of myself that I think you're going to despise, and that I'd love to see Altior go up in Trip next year.
Well, yeah, if he does that, then fair enough. But I do think quite often trainers are very quick to want to go up in Trip. I get it, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
That's Altior, heavy odds on for the Arkle. At Cheltenham, the second race of the week, the fourth race of the week, will be the feature race of day one. That is the Champion Hurdle that has been talked to death in the past few weeks. Obviously, with the defection of Faheen, we've now got Bouvardaire at the head of the market after a very impressive win in the Contenders Hurdle, last week it was.
Yeah, we mentioned at the top of this piece, as you know, he was very, very good at Sandown. He's made the transition back to hurdles very, very well. He's unexposed, Bouverdale. We don't know how good he is. Petit Mouchoir has graduated really well this season. He's won two grade ones. He's improving at a rate of knots, and I think he's the one to beat for me.
That's Bouverdale. But of the Willie Mullins musical chairs, if you will, Fahin's out. Which Willie Mullins superstar will come in to fill the boots? We've got the potential that York Hill could. We've got the potential that Vroom Vroom Mag could as well. It's really a bit of guesswork. Nichols Canyon could also be there,
you know,
as well.
I hate to bring a negative vibe to it, but I try my best not to get involved with all this Willie Mullins stuff. You know, you would do your head in at times. You know, if Vroom Vroom Mag turns up, she's got a tremendous chance. She stays really well. She jumps well. She's tough. She's solid. York Hill, we all know how good he is and versatile he is, and the opportunity is there for him now to really back up the win at the festival last year. Whatever turns up for Mullins, you know that they're going to go there with a fantastic chance. But it's Petit Mouchoir for me.
Obviously, we saw superstar Annie Power win the race last year, but Petit Mouchoir, I think it's one of your best bets of Cheltenham, if not the best bet of Cheltenham at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I've only had, I think, three or four small anti-post bets for Cheltenham, but he's certainly one of them. And I'm confident that he's going to go very close.
We were talking on the live show a little bit earlier on, two each way that I'd put up, and they are more left field at big prices. So Royal, who has kind of gone missing in this season, so at the moment he's not done a great deal wrong, in fairness to him, but I think the mid-season break could just be something that really plays in his favour, again whether he's good enough to win this sort of race. But 33s,
yeah, I mean, for him to win, he's going to have to get right up there towards the 170 mark, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm just not quite sure he's capable of producing it. He's a good, solid animal. He jumps well. He's tough. He's got good form. But I just think he's vulnerable to at least four or five of these if they turn up on the day. I mentioned, you know, to throw in an outsider, good old Might Enter Yours, if the ground came up as nice and fast, he'd travel in behind them and probably sneak a place.
If I had to have a bet this time, it probably would be So Royal each way at 33-1. But Petit Mouchoir for yourself. We need to mention Yanworth also, Christmas Hurdle winner, when things probably panned out perfectly for him, you'd have to say, with a new one and Might Enter Yours taking each other on.
It did pan out quite nice for him, but at the same time, he just seems to be gradually improving, doesn't he? He's a great big horse, and I didn't really appreciate how big and imposing a horse he is until recently, but he is, and he's starting to improve the way he finishes off his races. But, you know, last year at Cheltenham, he was a little bit flat, and that still lingers on in the memory for me a bit.
He had to go very wide, didn't he, in the Neptune last year, but behind York Hill.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have got the cleanest of trips. I don't think he'd have beaten York Hill.
No.
In that race, regardless, to be honest.
And it's another day, another race, but all the same, sometimes you just warm to horses. The horse that I've warmed to, especially after his win at Christmas, was Petit Mouchoir. I keep coming back to him, I know it's boring, but there you go.
Two more to mention very quickly. Jezki, who is back on track now, a previous winner of this race, and also the new kid on the block, if you will, the up-and-comer, Brain Power, who is now 13-2. If you'd have said that a few months ago, you'd have been laughing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he put up a stonking performance on the clock last time out and on the ratings. So he's definitely a big flying ointment, Brain Power. Jezki, I'm not convinced he's capable of putting up a performance capable of quite winning the race.
Yeah,
at this stage of his career.
He's another one as well that's been in limbo between going for the World Hurdle and the Champion Hurdle. Obviously, injury has intervened on his career as a whole, but he would be another one that would have the choice of two races. This would be the more likely.
He'll keep him honest.
Yeah.
If he runs in a Champion Hurdle, he'll certainly keep him honest, because he finds loads for pressure, Jezki. He loves that hill. He laps it up. I mean, he'd be popular each way if he turns up on the day, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely so. But a wide open Champion Hurdle is one thing that we do have this season. We will recap any anti-post selections that we do have at the end of the show as we continue our look through the Cheltenham Festival. Move on to Wednesday with their championship race. That's the Queen Mother at Champion Chase, where Altior does appear in the betting again, very unlikely to take up this engagement as he is such a short price for the Arkle. And it's last year's Arkle winner, Duvan, that's the 4-11 favourite at the moment here at William Hill. And it's going to take a huge performance to beat Duvan, assuming all things are right on the day.
No, he won't get beat, will he? He's not going to get beat. Let's be frank here. We come on air to give the best advice we can, and Duvan's just not going to get beat. He's an absolute machine. I mean, watching him, he only beat Riltmore and Draycott Place the other day, but he's just a joy to watch. Mm. The way he uses himself, the way he runs, the way he spies a fence from so far out. And
this is effortless, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is just so easy to him. Mm. He runs and jumps so perfectly. It's almost boring to watch because he does it so perfectly. There's no discrepancies in the way he goes about his business. He's near enough the perfect horse from what we've seen so far of him. And the way that the race is panning out, there's very little opposition on the ground, unfortunately. It's a real curse of the ages that we don't get to see some of the best. I just wish Sprinter Sacra could have stayed in training just for one last hurrah to really test, because he would have really tested
that would have been one of the races of the century.
It would have been he would have if Sprinter Sacra could have even turned up in 95% of the form he did last season, he would have really really tested Duvan. It's a real shame that he's not there, but we can't cry over spilt milk. This is the Duvan show. It's the Duvan show. It's as simple as that. If he stays standing, he's going to win. I can't wait to see him stretch his legs properly at Cheltenham.
Mm. Well, so Duvan, short price ahead of the betting.
Yes.
Fox Norton will probably be the next one in, as Altior is very, very unlikely to take his chance in the champion chase. Fox Norton has been a bit of a revelation, really. He was chasing around Duvan last season. He chased him around at Cheltenham, went third in the Arkell, third at Aintree as well, 32 lengths this time behind Duvan in the McGull. This year, though, unbeaten 2 from 2 so far, one run for Neil Mulholland, one run for Colin Tizard as well. It seems likely that we're going to see him in the game spirit.
Yeah, we'll bump into Altior. It'll leave him spot on for Cheltenham, I'm sure, but he's just... I don't think he has the class to trouble Duvan, to be honest. The champion chase below Duvan, Fox Norton, is, you can see God's Own Special Tiara turning up, but apart from that, it does look a little bit.
It's very light, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very light on the ground. I'm sure a decent field of horses will turn up on the day. Yeah. There's so many there. We don't know if Traffic Fluid is going to come back. Cyril de Grugy.
That's one thing I wanted to touch on, Traffic Fluid, because I know you're a big fan of him, as am I. He'll have options open for Cheltenham regarding the Ryanair and the Champion Chase. The first thing on Gary Moore and Connection's mind will be getting him there. I think he's involved in the game spirit as well, but. Mm. He's such a fragile horse. He's got so much ability.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I liked him last season, but as soon as you started telling me how fragile he is at home and things like that, and I went off him. He's obviously a lovely, lovely horse. There's no doubt about that. He's got bags of talent, but it's hard to stay positive about a horse in terms of betting on them in a race. When they're so fragile and open to injury. But we can only hope for Connections and Gary Moore that he can stay in one piece and turn up on Saturday, run a good race, and maybe turn up somewhere at Cheltenham, whether it's the Champion Chase or the Ryanair, we don't know yet, but it'd be nice to see him there.
And it was ruled out this morning of recording this piece that Ahmad won't be going, so it'll be Sardar Grugy and Traffic Fluid, if going there, that will be flying the flag for the Gary Moore yard. In each way bet, would there be anything at this point that stands out to you? Because we've got plenty of value, haven't we?
Yeah, there's loads there. I mean, I was looking at, I don't know what Black Hercules is up to these days, or Champagne Fever. I mean, you look at Dodging Bullets there, former winner. He's a top price of 50-1, William Hill. Mm. Any of those kind of horses, they all have the quality to get into the frame on the day, don't they?
Yeah.
There's no question about it. You even look at a massive price horse like Just Cameron, he could turn up and run a decent race on the day. Yeah, but apart from that aside, it is the Duvan show. Mm. I'm sure when the field forms, we'll be able to find a nice each way fancy on the day or something. If you look at the William Hill Pro race cards, you can take Duvan out of the equation and have a bet in the without market. So there will be lots and lots of, and of course the winning distance market. So there'll be loads of options on the day. But for now, it's just quite difficult to get a grip on exactly how we can strategize for the Queen Mother Champion Chase, other than looking forward to Duvan performing again.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see Duvan at Cheltenham once more. He was awesome in the Thai Cottage the other day. Not beating much, admittedly, but...
I didn't even look at the other horses.
But you put something better in the race and they wouldn't have done anything different.
I put up a positive tweet about Duvan and somebody replied to me saying, yeah, but he didn't beat anything. I said, I didn't even look at the other horses in the race. I was just looking at Duvan.
Yeah, you don't need to.
No. You know what he's doing on the clock is good. I just looked at his speed figure there. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
So,
I say Duvan, one of the real exciting horses and possibly the biggest superstar bar Thistlecrack to go to the Cheltenham Festival this year. We do move on to Thursday, though. The World Hurdle, or as it's now known as the Stayers Hurdle, once again is a race that it could well be a bit more wide open than it should be. Because you know what I mean? Harry has been fantastic this season. He's not missed a beat whatsoever. He's really pushed himself forward as the main staying hurdler on these shores, and yet he's 6-4 at the moment at William Hill.
Short enough, but at the same time, I don't think I'm just trying to get his form up here. I don't think he's getting the credit he deserves, and I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, I can't remember when was the last time he lost a horse race. I mean,
well, before he joined Harry Fry.
Yeah, I mean, he's done absolutely nothing wrong. I was at Newbury when he won on the 25th of November, and it kind of shocked me the way he won that race and beat Belly Optic, the way he pulled so readily clear of Menorah. You know, it kind of took me aback a bit. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it. You know, I had to, you know, you have to respect what he did as a novice, there's no doubt about that, but I just thought first time out he might find it a bit tough against the likes of Menorah and Belly Optic that day, but no, there was none of it. He's taken the staying division by the horns this season. He's made it his own, and I think if he turns up, he's just going to be really difficult to beat. And you're looking at the market, there's obviously some solid horses in there. If the likes of Jeski turns up, if the likes of Vroom Vroom Mag turns up, who had, you know, she was made to work hard last time out, admittedly by a good filly in Midnight Jazz,
and over two miles.
Yeah, so obviously the additional 3 miles opens up opportunity for Vroom Vroom Mag. I'm not sure what she's going to turn up for. We just don't know. What's Nicholas Canyon up to? I wonder, will he go for it? Probably not.
He's shorter for this race than he is for the Champion Hurdle.
Yeah. But we were talking about him earlier. He's just a little bit vulnerable, I think.
He's one of those horses that is very consistent. He's tough as anything, but he's a little bit short of top class. I'd give it a chance to the other Graham Wylie horse, who Shane's Hill had a very tough season last year. Chased home Thistlecrack at Aintree. He's 12-1 currently at William Hill. I think as far as each way bets go, he'd be one of the better ones at the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, there's a good argument for that. You know, he's very consistent, Shane's Hill. And I mean, the last win will give him a good bit of confidence, won't it?
He's absolutely miniature, isn't he? He's not a big horse at all, is Shane's Hill. He's very, very small.
Yeah,
I was never a massive advocate of him going chasing, and he proved me wrong. He won his first two chases. He was then well beaten in the good 2 mile race that Doncaster got behind Vaneteur, and then he went a little bit better and finished second in an RSA, albeit that fell apart a little bit behind Black Lion, before reverting back to hurdles once again. So he can take everything in. He can do whatever you want for him, or whatever you want him to. I still think there's a few big races in him.
Yeah, I mean, he's never been a horse I've really warmed to, Shane's Hill, but he's got loads of ability. So he definitely has the ability to get into the frame, but I still don't think that, you know what I mean, Harry's getting the credit he deserves.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You know, 6-4 on the face of it is a sharp price, but he stands out so far from him on what he's done this season. And, you know, he loves Cheltenham as well. Yeah.
Well, he's effectively done what Thistlecrack did last year. And in fairness, Thistlecrack was a similar price last year, if not a little bit bigger. But, again,
It is that level of dominance, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Thistlecrack has a little bit more flair about the way he goes about his business. But at the same time, you know what I mean, Harry? He jumps well, he travels, he finds loads of pressure. he has it all. Mm. Yeah, I mean, if I was to stick up one, it's not a race I've looked at too thoroughly. And again, we don't know what exactly is going to turn up. But Snow Falcon, Noel Mead's Snow Falcon, he just seems to me like a bit of a project horse.
Yeah.
A Stairs Hurdle project horse.
He was in that Newbury race, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in that race. Was he?
He fell 3 out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. And he obviously finished second to Shane's Hill last time out. But he pulled a couple of lengths clear of Clondaw Warrior that day, Snow Falcon. And he's just the type of horse who's Noel Mead's been steadily bringing along and to run a big race on the day. So let's have a look and see what price he is.
He's 16-1, Snow Falcon.
Yeah, I mean, if I was to put one up at a price, it would probably be Snow Falcon. He's unexposed, and I'm pretty sure that Noel Mead's just been bringing him along in these races just to see how far away he is from some of the better stayers and hopefully preparing for a big run at Cheltenham. But apart from that, you know what I mean, Harry, for me, I think he's one of the bankers at the meeting.
I'll say Snow Falcon at 16-1. Well, what, a couple more that we do have to mention. A previous winner, Cole Harden at 14-1. He took a huge step forward at, was it Cheltenham on Trials Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wears his heart on his sleeve, doesn't he? I mean, he just didn't seem to enjoy fences. I was listening to Gavin Sheehan on TV the other day. He seems convinced that he wants to go back over fences with him, but why would you? He's such a lovely hurdler, and he really does enjoy it, especially when he's got a little bit of spring in the ground. So I'm not sure I'd want to be backing him at 14s, but at the same time, he's going to be there to keep him honest from the front. He'll definitely he'll tag him along, won't he? He'll jump, he'll travel, and he'll be bang there at the finish. But I think at the finish, he will be vulnerable to the likes of, you know what I mean, Harry. The likes of Jezky, if he goes there, Vroom Vroom Mag, we'll see what turns up. But I think Cole Harden will just tow something into the race rather than he could hold on for a place. But
say Cole Harden, a past winner, and one horse we mentioned in passing through form is Ballyoptic, who I think will be better next season for a fence.
Yeah, he just seems to lack a little bit of overall scope and top class quality for me, Ballyoptic.
Of course, he's had a couple of accidents, hasn't he? This season he came down at Wetherby, and he also came down at Ascot, didn't he?
Do we have prices for the Ryanair? Do we want to have a quick look at the Ryanair
for the Ryan? What, for Ballyoptic?
No, I was just changing.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was going to say.
no, we can't. Yeah, we crossed. I've just looked.
For the Ryanair, currently Duvan's currently 2-1, which gives value to the rest of the field, to be honest.
Do you class it as a championship race, the Ryanair?
I think the Ryanair is one of the most disrespected races in the calendar year. I love it.
So do I.
I
like it.
For me, and I've been drummed in this by my mum, who's racing mad as well, the Ryanair is almost better than the Champion Chase and the Gold Cup, in a sense that if you made that the big race of the week, which it never will be, it's never going to happen, you'd have horses stepping back from the Gold Cup trip to try and win the big race, and you'd have the horses stepping up in trip from the Champion Chase to try and win the more prestigious race.
It's an underrated race, for sure.
Absolutely. I think it's a huge shame for many reasons that we don't have Vettori anymore, but he could have been the horse to really rise that race to the level that it should be at.
Yeah. I mean, his first ran in 2005, this, that, and Tarler. Remember him?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Then Fondmore. I mean, we've seen
some. Didn't Arvik win it?
Arvik won it in 2008, Imperial Commander 2009, Albertus Run, Riverside Theatre, Q Card, Dynast, Oxysandra, Vator. Some great horses have won the race.
And that's not using the word great lightly either.
No.
Some very, very, no, very good horses.
Some legends have won that race. Q Card, Vator, Albertus Run, Imperial Commander, Gold Cup winner, Arvik. Legend. I mean,
I'll throw Taranis into that as well. I love Taranis.
Whatever floats your boat. Is there a bet in here? Let's have a look.
Just take you through the prices while you're looking through. Underso 3-1 second favourite could go there. Uxazondra 6-1, 8-1 for Vroom Vroom Mag, 8-1 Joss's Hill, 8-1 Sizing John, 10-1 Bristol Demai, who could be Gold Cup bound, 10-1 Outlander, 14s for Sublieutenant and Jackadam. It's 16s and bigger the remainder. Just to say that these prices are right as of Tuesday the 7th of February here at William Hill.
Don't you just love it when your iPad freezes?
But there's plenty of horses in this race that might not go and have got alternative races. Uxazondra, Sir Anthony McCoy's last ever Cheltenham Festival winner in this race 2 years ago, he could go for the Champion Chase. Vroom Vroom Mac has got a whole variety of races she could go for. I think that the one horse that we do know will definitely run in this race is Joss's Hill.
Yeah,
he's 8-1 currently.
Was it at Peterborough he ran in last time out?
Yeah,
did he win it? He did win it.
He absolutely bolted up.
He bolted up. Yeah, no, he's done really well this season. I mean, he's spent so much of his career being quite ponderous. He's got so much scope, so much ability, but it seems a couple of times I've seen him this season, he does seem to be putting it a little bit together, and he could obviously run a big race here. But to be honest, I was quite taken by how Oxysandra returned to action last time out.
Yeah. I agree.
Obviously, it's a different set of conditions, but over that 2 mile trip, he certainly left the impression that if there was another 5 furlongs to go, he would have got on top of Undiso. It's obviously different dynamics, and it's hard to take things as simple as that. But I thought it was a magnificent run after so long off as well. Alan King done a tremendous job. So Oxysandra from the top of the market would be the most interesting to me. From those further down, I mean, how many temptations is there? The likes of Black Hercules, Empire of Dirt, probably more likely to... What would he go for, Empire of Dirt? I don't know. Zabana, he could probably turn up in the Ryanair and run a nice race. Road to Riches?
I'll give you one that's a huge price.
Yeah.
That whether he goes for it, I'm not sure. He's got entries in the Gold Cup as well. He's also got an entry in the Stayers Hurdle. I would think and hope he'd go for this one. Takan de Searle is 20-1. He's had a really good season.
He has. You know, Jonjo loves that horse.
Well, he's a very good horse, isn't he?
Yeah.
He has been for a while.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, I mean, he started off this season running over hurdles in the Silver Trophy behind Bally Optic. Was beaten three lengths. Then he went back to fences. Obviously, won the Bet Victor Gold Cup at Cheltenham. And then you forget how well he ran in the Lexus, albeit it might not have been an up-to-scratch renewal. I thought it was a perfectly good race. But finished fifth behind Outlander, Don Poli, Jackadam and Val Cerlito.
He's not a three-miler either, Luke.
No, absolutely. This is his race. He's one of the horses that the Ryanair is made for. I think 20
But all the same, I mean, I've always liked Takan de Searle. He's a lovely, lovely horse, but he just...
Every time you say that, I get Father Ted in my head.
Ted. Hello, Ted.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. You know, he ran in it last year. He finished sixth. And I think he ran in it the year before and finished around about the same. And whenever he's in a top grade one race at a festival, his jumping just seems to fall apart.
Yeah.
And it's been a feature of his career. You know, obviously he won the big handicap in November here at Cheltenham. And that, you know, that does bode very well for another attempt at the Ryanair. But at the same time, he's been there, done that and failed.
I think one of the main things about Takan de Searle is ground.
Yeah.
Good ground. I think he just finds it a bit too fast. I know he won a JLT, or was it? Yeah, it was a JLT back then. On good ground, beating Uxizondra. It was Uxizondra, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then on two Ryanairs so far, he's finished ninth behind Uxizondra on good ground and sixth behind Vitor last year, albeit it was a thankless task. If there was any juice in the ground, he'd be a serious player for me.
I'd certainly agree with that. Yeah, I'd certainly agree with that.
But again, the Ryanair is just a race. We don't know 100% who's going to turn up.
No, I mean,
for it.
You look at the likes of Vibrato Veltat, 50-1. Even Royal Regatta, he's put up a couple of decent speed figures this season. But yeah, I mean, again, just on the day, there will be some opportunities at nice big prices to take on those at the top of the market. Will Qcar go for this? Oh, what am I talking about? Hang on. What price is Undersaw. Do you think Undersaw will go for this?
Your guess is as good as mine. He could go Champion Chase, which is unlikely. He might switch back to the Champion Hurdle, which is unlikely. I'd say this is the most likely place for him to go.
Yeah. And he does stay Undersaw, doesn't he?
Well, didn't he win over 2.6 in France?
He went over 3 miles in France, didn't he?
Possibly. He ran over much further in France, didn't he, anyway?
Yeah. But all the same, on the evidence of their last run, I'd back Uxizondra at 6-1 over Undersaw 3-1 based on the last run with an additional 5 furlongs to go.
I think I've just talked myself into backing Takan de Searle, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not a bad show. And you know, I don't know where Black Hercules is going to turn up, but
I'd again say this race would be the most likely for him.
Yeah, I'll put up Black Hercules. We haven't talked much about him, but he's a lovely, lovely horse, and I think the race will really suit him.
That is Thursday, then. Just did one more day and one more race to look at, and then, of course, it is the Tomiko Cheltenham Gold Cup, where Thistlecrack has been a fantastic novice this season, winning the King George, and, of course, bowing out second to Many Clouds, who have, unfortunately, passed away after the race on trials day in the Cotswold Chases. 6-4 at the head of the betting at the moment, Thistlecrack. 9-2 Native River. Qcard 7-1. Jackadam 7-1. 12-1 about Bristol Demai. It's 12-1 as well. Outlander. 16's Vroom Vroom Mag. 20's Don Poli. Manila Rocco and Champagne West. 25's and bigger the remainder. I think this race is one of the ones that we can talk about more confidently, because we know that Thistlecrack, Native River, Qcard, Jackadam are all going to go.
I think we can talk about it confidently as well, because I think Thistlecrack is going to run out a really impressive winner of this race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. You know, people are forgetting that race last week, it was a prep run. You know, fair enough, it would have been great for him to win the race, but he did so much wrong in that race. I mean, he was quite ponderous the way he travelled in between a few of the fences. And he made a couple of errors as well.
Yeah.
The ground was very deep and sticky, and he wouldn't have enjoyed it. But he was still hard on the bridle halfway up the running against Many Clouds, one of the best stayers around for the last 3 years. So just for a novice to be able to do something like that was quite impressive for me. I don't think stamina is an issue. Those saying that he doesn't stay and all that. I mean, go back and watch the World Hurdle last year.
Well, plus, just because a horse has been beaten into second, Annie Power in the World Hurdle, another example. Doesn't mean that they're a non-stayer. I can't remember who I had a conversation with the other day on air, but there's a difference between being a non-stayer and being outstayed.
Yes.
For me, he was outstayed by Many Clouds, potentially, just because Many Clouds is one of the toughest horses in the world.
I was on air when that happened, by the way, and I'd napped Many Clouds. He's one of the reasons I've got higher up the naps table. And after we found out what happened, I was nearly choking up live on air. It was that was just horrendous. I hope. Really, really horrible. But just a fantastic performance from Many Clouds and a perfect prep race for Thistlecrack. Gave him some really, really good experience. You know, he had to face some adversity there.
Absolutely.
He really did. And on the whole, he responded quite well. He was bang there, right in the line. You know, people were arguing that Scudamore could have gone and won his race sooner. Yeah, sure, that is the case. But again, it's all about Cheltenham. It's all about the Gold Cup. Yeah. All about gaining experience for this horse. And that's what he did there. And I just think he's just going to jump away, travel all over them, and win this handily by 6 or 7 lengths. That's my prediction for the race.
I can see it happening.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. You know, Native River is... You know, look at the season he's had. He's an outstanding horse. Really, really good horse. But I just can't in my head imagine Thistlecrack not being able to travel up with him and pass him.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
That's the thing, because a lot of people are saying Native River will make the pace, and I agree he's going to at least try to.
Mm.
But I think one of the things in my head about Thistlecrack that has me not worried but slightly questioning is his ability to go a real championship pace over fences round Cheltenham, because he's ran twice now at Cheltenham. He jumped okay the first time, made a couple of mistakes. His jumping was less than satisfactory in the Cotswold Chase, I'd say. He made a few little niggly mistakes, and that's because Many Clouds and Smad Place were really pushing a good tempo. Now, obviously, we don't have Many Clouds anymore. Smad Place will likely be in the Gold Cup. Native River will go forward. I'd imagine Bristol Demai, if he turns up, will go forward as well. I really want Ruby Walsh to push Jackadam forward.
I think it's fair to say there's going to be a good pace.
Exactly. There'll be a lot of pace in the race. Yeah. That's my one concern with Thistlecrack on.
I mean, I was concerned about that for Kempton.
But I think
what he did.
Well, he made most, didn't he?
Yeah. He was the one to bring horses out of their comfort zone. And his first attempt at a championship race. You know, I know what you're saying. And he did. He did. He was taken out of his comfort zone a little bit last time out, but you know, the ground is going to be different. He's got that experience under his belt. I'm struggling to see how, you know, unless he really clouts one.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to see how he loses.
I would still be siding with Jackadam. He needs, for me, a change of tactics. I think Ruby Walsh has come out and said that he will be trying to press him forward and trying to make all in the Gold Cup. I really hope that's the case, because that's going to be the making of him. In my mind, he was, for me, maybe a little outclassed, but on the large part, outpaced Turning for Home by Don Cossack in the Gold Cup last year.
I mean, for what it's worth, I think Q-Card would have won the Gold Cup last year if he'd stayed standing. Even so, Thistlecrack, Don Cossack, I mean, it's all speculation, but you know, I can only give you my opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Don Cossack, you know, put Jackadam in his place pretty readily, and I think Thistlecrack would just... I think he'd just saunter past Don Cossack. I think he's that good. I really do. I think
I hope Thistlecrack wins.
Yeah.
Just because we want to be greedy with our 3 mile chasers again and get a real good one on the board.
I mean, we need these kind of stars. The likes of Duvan. Thistlecrack, he just... His name, the way he goes about his business. Colin Tizard as a trainer. You know, it all just adds up to Thistlecrack being a real superstar for the sport. So we could do with him winning the race. I mean, look further down the list. There's lots of very interesting horses. Look at Champagne West, the way he won last time out in the
Tiestes.
That was a tremendous performance. You look at the likes of Manella Rocco, very strong stayer, loves Cheltenham. You could see him running a big race.
Don Poley's always there.
Don Poley's going to win the national. We'll get to Don Poley a little bit later in the spring. But you know, Bristol Demai, Outlander, relatively unexposed, has done nothing wrong either. Jack Adams there, Q-Card still there, and Native River. It is still a fantastic Gold Cup.
Yeah.
If I was to... Yeah, I mean, for an each way bet, Champagne West, maybe Manella... Probably Manella Rocco, to be fair, at 20 to 1.
Yeah.
Very, very, very strong stayer and loves Cheltenham. Gets up there, eats that hill for breakfast, so... But no, Thistlecrack. Yes.
I hope Thistlecrack does win. A quick recap on the five races we just discussed. The Supreme Novices, I was with Consul Detai, who... That logic could be put out the door with a defeat in the Betfair Hurdle, or even if the Betfair Hurdle Newbury's abandoned. But I think Consul Detai is a good-looking bet in what looks to be a weaker renewal of the Supremes at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I need to take a closer look at the Supreme closer to time. I've backed Silas Emery, anti-post. I think he might even go off bigger on the day than he is now. And I still think he could run a big race. But apart from that, I'm happy to stick up Silas Emery as a speculative each way selection.
I wouldn't disagree at the moment. The Arkle, we both agreed, Altior,
yes,
is a very good horse for the future and will be a very, very exciting horse next season. He should win the Arkle if all things go well. The Champion Hurdle, you're with Petit Mouchoir.
Petit Mouchoir, his prices came down now. He's 92, but he's still a solid enough horse towards the top of the market. Done absolutely nothing wrong this season. He's improved. He's jumping. He's electric. I think he'll put in a much, much better performance than he did at Cheltenham last year.
I'd be siding in a speculative bet, 33-1 at the moment, here at William Hill on So Royal, and I hope that he can outrun his big priced odds. The Queen Mother Champion Chase, again, we both agree that Duvan will take all the beating here and won't be beaten.
No, he won't be beaten. I just can't wait to see him stretch his legs properly. That aside, in terms of a tip for the race, is just wait for the day and look out for those winning distance markets on the William Hill Pro race cards and the without markets as well.
Yeah,
very easy to access, and you can definitely find a little bit of an edge there.
Not a clue what the offers will be at the moment, but you imagine
there will be winning distance around. Yeah, you know, there'll be something like Duvan to win by more than 8 lengths, you know, and I'm sure that might bring him to a shade of odds against. I'm just slight guesswork, but you know, I think there'll be a little bit of value to be had there. So
Stayers Hurdle,
you know what I mean, Harry.
Yeah,
he stands out like a sore thumb. He's taken this division after the departure of Sisselcrack. The Staying Hurdle division was all up in the air. Nobody really knew what was going to happen with it. And he's taken it as his own. And I think he'll just find too much for them up the hill.
I still think Shane Sills a bet for each way purposes anyway.
Okay.
He's around 12-1 at the moment. I still think he could run a big race in the World Hurdle.
The Ryanair Black Hercules,
Ryanair, I talked myself into being very sweet on Tack and the Sale.
Okay, so that's two we've put in for the Ryanair Black Hercules and Tack and the Sale, which is not a bad duo, is it?
Black Hercules is 16s and Tack and the Sale is 20-1.
Okay.
And I talked myself into really fancying him.
And Gold Cup?
Jack Adam,
I'm going to go all in on Thistlecrack.
All in on Thistlecrack.
Yar.
You can have a nice accumulator between your short price ones.
It sounds quite boring at this stage. when it comes to the day, you know, my natural inclination is to take on short price favourites. But as things stand, those are my opinions.
Absolutely so. Thank you for giving them to us.
No problem.
Well, thank you for being with us here, Kevin. Our first look ahead to the Cheltenham Festival of 2017. It's been a good little enjoyable experience.
I hope so. I hope listeners have got something out of it. You know, as usual, Cheltenham is a lonely place when you're not finding winners, and we've had several festivals where it's been very, very difficult to find winners, and I'm sure this year will be no different. But all we can do is do our best.
That's it. Thank you everyone for listening to our first look ahead at the Cheltenham Festival of 2017. All 4 days you can catch live here on William Hill at Racing Radio, from the Tuesday, the Supreme Novices, all the way through to the Friday of the Grand Annual. Thank you very much for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.